Na words, cara smile, what is that for? A show que ele estava smile. Na words, Joseph disse que esse mikve can be retired and over mentally. So mikve can be retired mal. If you don't hear the four mind praying into the mikve, so the hear the four mind praying become toy. So that words, a mikve can be retired, over mikve can be retired. A mikve can be retired. A mikve can be retired mind frame. By the way. Now, a mikve, in order that a mikve should be capable of being retired or not, even on the highest level, it must have been so. In order that a mikve should be capable of being retired, can be made on the highest level, it doesn't require men so. Only this. How about a shoke of affecting a shoke? So we see from the Rav that even on the highest level, so in order to retire here to form a new plane, to be affect a shoke, it must be that kind of a mikveh that is capable of being retired. In other words, it requires Memsov. But Revis cannot affect a shoke, only Memsov. But, so the shite of the Rav is that in view of the fact that the later boy has a shem mikveh, it's my shem shuvah, so it has a shem mikveh vis-a-vis Taras Kevin Raise, so it cannot, even though it cannot affect Ashok, because in order to affect Ashok, it must have them so, but it cannot become Torah. Suppose it had them so, so not only it wouldn't become contaminated, it would be retired here to form my faith. But now it doesn't have Memsov, so it cannot affect Hashok, because Hashok requires the same shield of mikveh that Tarasodom requires. Revis is not enough, but it has a condition in Kevinarise, vis-a-vis Taras Kevin. Since it has a halation mikveh, it cannot become dumb, because a mikveh, a mikveh is mitaya. It can be mitaya machmitz in areas if it has a release. Since it has a halation mikveh, and it can be mitaya keli, so the melee, it's mukke of becoming contaminated. Because we cannot say it's very mikveh and it comes contaminated as a result of its contact with the tipos mind made of the other tongue or the given tongue. Because it has a chaleshim mikveh. It can be mitaya machin in areas with eyes. True, it cannot be mitaya, it cannot be mitaya mind that will already be done. So true, it cannot be mitaya mind that already became done before, unless it has them so. But since it has a chaleshim mikveh, vis-a-vis Taras Keli, so melee it cannot be mikavim. So, this is the shite of the Rav. Now there is another chiddush that we can use from this Rav. But you'll find that this Rav says that another Rav, why does it say? In other words, my shuvim are puzzling. Are puzzling. My gibbuluki, my shuvim, puzzling. Now, the question is this. Is this a aloche with Raise, or this is a aloche with Rabbah? So, insofar as Gimuludi Mayim Shuvim Pasal Mikveh, so, only Shem, except for Abraham, hold that Gimuludi Mayim Shuvim cannot Pasal Mikveh with Raise, even at the very outset. Even if at the very beginning, let's say, when you dig a bale, and then you fill up the bale with gimel, you take a vessel, you fill it up with water, gimel in water, and then you dump the gimel in water from the vessel, from the kele, into the mikveh. That's gimel in my shoe. The very beginning. And then it starts raining, and rainwater naturally drops in. So the only mission will say that this mikveh will be possible in Reis is Rabbetam. Only other Shem Machet. Rabbetam Shiki is that Gimel Mugi, Mayim Shuvim, passing the mikveh in Reis in Chelose, in the very outset. In the very outset. But if, let's say, you already had Rav Memsov in the mikveh, affliction, but you didn't have many sons yet, but you had Chofalipsaw. Suppose you don't obey him, and then it started to rain, and Chofalipsaw, Mishami, dropped into the bear. Then he takes his tailor with two little fine children and dumps them into the bear. Even on the top of the bear, that the meat is not possible to rise, but on the other. And the top she is that Timo Huki Mayim Shubin passes the Mikram with Raisa only with Chiloso at the very outset. If this is the initial water that fills up the Mikram. But all the other Shubin, Achei Kamatam, and they say that Timo Huki Mayim Shubin, Timo Huki Mayim Shubin do not pass the Mikram even with Chiloso. However, suppose it consists of Rov Mayim, let's say you fill up the mikveh with Chofalei Tzor, Mayim, then it starts to rain and 19 more so of water, of rainwater drops in. So then there is a Machlokes Hashem. So the Rishayim Maruk will be like, many Rishayim say that only Gimel Lukim Shubim Timuluki Mayim Shubim passes on the Rabbanat and Raise. But if it's Kulisho or Kulisho, then it's possible Raise. And the Arishayim, like the Rambam, who are in this verse, who say that even Kulisho is with Raise. In other words, according to the Rambam, according to the Tevim, so, mid Raise, you can. You dig a bear, and then you fill up pots, kettles with water, and you dump all the water into the mikveh, it's a kosher mikveh. Even kulishon. But the shita of Rashi and Rashbam, is that kulishon for kulishon is kulishon for kulishon. Is possibly rice, but if it's holy, mixture and milk, just in looking, or more than in looking, as long as it's milk, so then it's not possibly rice, it's only possibly rice. Then the sheet of Hamadam is the biggest mark here that he will even give a looking, mind shooting, if it's the very outset, the initial. Give a looking of the mikveh. In other words, you filled it up with give a looking mayim shubim while the mikveh was empty. So there, it is also possible to rise, but that's only Rashi is all the time. All that Rashi is all. And in regard to kumishol, so the Rashi is all equally right. Now, the question is this. If the Rav Shike had been that kumishol is also possible to rise, is also kosher midrashe. So why does the Rav say, "Migabim chilas shemikar hamchonosim b'mayim sheinim shuvim v'yipoches ma'avim zosher shemikvei"? The Rav shita v'il v'yipoches ma'avim zosher shemikvei. That midrashe kumin shov is kosher. So then it means that midrashe there is no such thing as shov, vein shov. It doesn't make any difference. It's in the Rabbanu mikaloche. So why does the Rav say, "Mayim sheinim shuvim"? The implication being that if it's shuvim, so then all the pump water will become contaminated as a result of its contact with the people might make. So even if we the achid will be followed. But why? Just as in the case of my change, even though it's for his love or so. But since Midraise, it has a chalashen mikveh, vis-a-vis Taras Kelim, vis-a-vis Tvilas Macht in its areas. So Mele, and if it is a Chaleshen Mikveh, so it cannot become Tome, it cannot become Tome. So even if it's Shubim, but Midraise, there is no difference between Shubim and Shubim. So it's Muchat from this Rav, that the Rav agrees with the Sheet of the Rambam, and the Sheet of the Rim, Volokanim, Volopasre, that even Kumishol, is Kosham Midraise. Only possible the Rabbah. I'm sorry, that even Kulishol אני קמתי את הדבר בגביס בשיטה אורשי אין דבר זבב עם בורפסטה תדקו לי שאולי לספוס על מדרייסה סוד מנהלה התקו תדוס תן לך לשם מקווה עם ויזאבי שהוא אזרח במצנרס So, and here the Mishnah says, in Moliniach Historia, that means that the pump water did not become contaminated as a result of its contact with the tip of Lion Plain. Why not? Why not? Because it has a collision mikveh. Because, so, only if it's Mayim Shehim Shubim, it has a collision mikveh. Mayim Shehim, it's Mayim Shubim. So the Rav Shiti here is like Rashi and Drashba. There is a Rav in another Pentecostal voice which seems to imply the country. All right, we'll discuss later on. But right now, we're not ready to discuss it. But the Rav here, Shite, appears like the Shite of Rashi and Rashba, that Kulisho or Rubisho is possibly the rice. If it's possibly the rice, it doesn't have a Chalishan Mikve, and it's incapable of being retired and being marked in its areas. Some melee, it can become contaminated. Machine can be seen in Shuri. So then we know it doesn't have it so. So it's not capable of being retired auto. It's not capable of affecting a shoke. But the Chalishan Mikve tells. Regarding Kevin, since it is a Chalishan Mikve, regarding Kevin, it's moved to Kabbalah. It cannot become contaminated. Oh, all right, now. Gabi, Moshe Maimi Gab, Fabi Kam. Shosom Tome, Shosom Tome, Tome. Im Shosom Eisra Maim, Tome Tchilo Vati, Shosom Ena Toeya, Mitma Toeya. Mif Ishenok Voti Po Mipim Shom Tome, Mishicha Gabo. Vishem Oshoso Isra Toeya. ולתמו, דעשי סימש לפני אינטייס לסעת תרומו, והוא מתחלדו בשבות מביאי כי זה גם לשבץ. והעבודה בינטייס לסעת תרומו, כי שעושה מביאיקס, מקום מוקד, כשבו הטיפו הטמיוק. בביאיק טיפו כבר מסוי של מביאיק, ואיזה טיפו מסאוטלי, השוק הביגה בו, ומיירה כשאין ביה בו עם סוף, כי מקום מביאיקה, והעבודה, so what is, And even though it's my Jin Jubin, still Ashok is not affected. Not affected. But when he has a tome, he may have gotten with him, ah, he is a Jew. The Ochen is a little said, so the Rav, now let's say the Rav also explains it like the Rav. But the Rav is not as difficult as the Rav, because according to the Rav, This thing of the Mishneh applies even to a case of Neidabonim that are Mayim Shuvim. And still, we still say, even though it's Mayim Shuvim, so not for Kikash or Tumo, we only be a historian. And why don't we say that if it's Mayim Shuvim, so then when the Tomei drank from it, so then some of the water from his mouth or from his hands dropped into the gaba again, into the pump again, and that is stopping, so that came in contact, so that tipe from his mouth came in contact with the rest of the gaba. So all the gaba should become contaminated. The answer is, according to the Rash, the answer is because Mechuborin is not becoming dume. Mechuborin is not becoming dume. But, so, that's according to the Rash. But according to the Rav, he says, that this thing of the Mishnah that says Yimuniyach Toyer applies only to Mayim Shehinam Shuvim. But in the case of Mayim Shuvim, so Yimuniyach would be Tomei. Why would it be Tomei? Because the moment the drop of water that is Tomei falls from his mouth or from his hands into the pump again, so then it contaminates all the water in the pump. So the issue is, that it is becoming too late. That it is becoming too late. Even though it's Mechuber. Even though it's Mechuber. Now, even though it's Mechuber. So why does he say, Va Udinigia Satome Eimi Agabe Mitamin Achinislishu. But, why Achinislishu? According to the Rav, Achinislishu, because until it is mislashed from the pump, it's mechuber.
You can't come back. Terminate it. But according to the Rav, even though it's not mislash, so it becomes contaminated. So what is the difference between Mayim Shehinu Mishubim and Mayim Shehinu? The answer is, the Shita of the Rav is that even if it's Mechuber in the palm, it can still be contaminated. But in the case of Inon Shehinu, so then it's Mufti of Kabbalah's Tumei, because it has a Chalei Shem Meidik. So it's Mufti of Mashke. What can become Tumei? Mashke can require Tumei. It has to have a Chalei Shem Mashke. It has to have a Chalei Shem Mashke. So apparently that's the Machlokes between the Rash and the Rav. According to the Rash, any mind recalcate is Mufti of Chalei Shem Mashke. Is Mufti of the Chalei Mashkin. Why? Because what does Mashkin mean? Mashkin means something that is holy seed. So as long as it's Mechuba Bikarke, it's not holy seed. Even though it's still possible for a human being, you know, to prostrate himself on the ground and drink. Mind the world, but this is not the most dignified way of drinking. So melee. Yeah, the average human being doesn't drink that way. So the melee, since the average human being doesn't drink water by prostrating himself on the ground and just drink the water, so the melee mind the chavorim a mufti of the shemash. A mufti of the shemash. That's the sheet of the rash. Mashein came. The shita of the Rav is, it's not mufti, the fact that it's mind of the body is not mafti alef of the Shem Mashke. You see, it can have a Chalei Shem Mashke even if it's mechuber. But if it has a Shem Mikve, then it's mufti of the Shem Mashke. If it has a Shem Mikve, so then it's mufti of Mashke. If it's mufti of the Chalei Shem Mashke, so, it's a mikveh, it's not mash. Man the chiborim, not a mikveh, can have a Chalei Shem Mashke. But mayim that have the Chalei Shem mikveh, after all, as long as they are in the pond, it's mayim shem mishubim, they are capable of being mitayim, capable of the rais. So they have the Chalei Shem mikveh. So the mayim, as long as they remain attached to the pond, so then, here, a Chalei Shem Mikveh. If it has a Chalei Shem Mikveh, it's mufke of the Shemashke, and it cannot become a Tumeh. However, he says, the moment that the Toya drinks from it, and then he's a Ikea, this man, this Mikveh, so then it's not a Mikveh anymore. So then it acquires the Chalei Shem Mashke and it's capable of becoming Tomei, of becoming Tomei. This is what the Rav says. Right? In the case of Shosot Tomei, and then Shosot Toya is Tomei. Why? Because when the Tomei took in some water with his mouth or with his hands. So then, those drops of water that were taken into his hands or into his mouth became contaminated, became dominant. Then, he dropped some drops. He spilled out some drops of water that are made back into the pond. Or he dropped it from his hand back into the pond. So maybe it remains dominant. Those drops remain Tomei. They do not become Tomei. Because there is no Ashokik with the effect that on them. By virtue of the fact that the Mayim Legabo or Poches Mabo is so. So they remain Tomei. Then when the Toy drinks from the same pond, so then we are in change. That the water that came into the Toya's mouth or into the Toya's hand contained the drop that fell out before, an hour ago, from the Tommy's mouth, from the Tommy's head. And it's in contact with other water in his mouth. It doesn't just take in one droplet of water, it takes in probably hundreds of droplets of water. And among the 100 droplets of water that the toilet now takes into his mouth or into his hands, so there is this specific Tipo X, we'll call it Tipo X, that the tongue is spread out an hour ago into the pond. So Tipo X is now in contact with hundreds of tipes in the toilet's hand or in the toilet's mouth. So the melee, the hundreds of tipes that are in contact with Tipo X become contaminated. And altogether it's a release. So he shakes a mind plane, reveals mind plane. Now when he shakes a release mind plane, he becomes double. Now, מילי בחוי טוי, מן המים שמגם, לאחר ששוסו באטומי, וחיישים הולאים סיטיפו כפרישס, נתמעקים שהכיר ניתן מנגיע זמש כמפני. That is also in a corner of the treasure. Now, the שוסו טומי מינו פוטיקה של תרומו, דיח טומי, ולא ידיח היסטוי, אם לא ידיח היסטוי, so, what's that? הלוח, אם מדיח, first of all, it shows a tummy. We know the tikkah shall come. Now, what happened when the tummy was shaking? So, he took in some drops of water. And then, those drops of water, so became tummy. When he took them into his mouth or in his hands, then, inescapably, a few of the drops that he took in would fall out again into the pump. Fell out again into the pump. So, they remain tummy. They remain tummy. Then a kikas of trumo, a load of bread of trumo, fell into the pan. And he picked it up. So then it depends. If at the time when he picked up the kikas of trumo, he rinsed it. So his machshavah was that there should be some water on the kikas. So the water that came on the kikas that was floating on the kikar, so what was on the kikar the same, because he deliberately rinsed it in the water. In other words, he wanted that the kikar should be clean. So immediately he rinsed it in the water. So that means that those drops of water that were on top of the kikar, if he was mediach, so it means that they were mislash from the pound built in. So the melee becomes stomach. But the Moindiach, so it was built in. It was against his will. It was, of course, against his will that at the very outset the kikar fell into the pound. And then he was not interested in detaching any water from the pound on the kikar. It just happened by itself. So since he was not interested in detaching any water from the pound on the kikar, so the melee is story. Now how does that happen? This is the most difficult part of the mission. In Midiach as a kikar tomei, gimboitoi, if they say, miyagaboni maluri, vikabutu meachi islishu, hilkach in Midiach toi, vatil kishin biya kikar, luyuchshivu mayu shevoi, לקבל תומה מן הטיפו שנסתב לו. So he says שאם הגבוהים ההורים לקבל תומה עד שהיא סלישה ודיל כך אם לא הביא אחרי ואפילו כשהביא הקיקה לא יחשובו מים שבו לקבל תומה מן הטיפה שנסבק לו הטיפה במים מתאים אבל כשהביא הוכשבו מיוכשבו מים שביודו יקבל תומה מן הטיפה ומזבר בולה אלא עד הרבה ניד מיובטים ועסקיקה. Now this is the difficult part in the mission. So how does the Rav explain it? And that is in line with the Rav Pshat. The Rav Pshat, the Rosh Pshat, the only difference between the Rav and the Rosh on one hand and the Rav on the other consists in the fact that while the Rash and the Rosh applied the first, the lowest level of Mikvois, the din of the Mishneh, to regulate whether it's shol or not shol, so the Rav limits this din of the Mishneh to the case where it's in shul. But in the case of shulim, so then in Mikvoi the answer, that's the only difference. But except for this difference, the Rav follows up the shite of the Rash and the Rosh. Now the question is, now, he says, "V'yuch ba'filuk imoy idia histoya, ba'filuk ishidia akidia, v'yuch shevu ma'yu shevoy nikabu tumen natipe, she nizbatlo hatipe b'mayu materi." So originally, at the very outset, when the tipe fell out from the mouth of the tumen back into the palm. And what kind of tipe was it? It was tumen. So it became what? It became water with the rest of the water in the pan. So in other words, so that means that tipe became water. If it's water, also it lost its identity completely. So tipe X also became water. It became water like people were all. So it's commander asset. So the Israel is the back of my head there. So here the Isa consists of two, not Isa but two. So it's the Nepach Heter, so it's Nepach Litoya. So the two is Nepach Litare, to Toya. So then why do we say in Biachman? Monish, that's the question. But so he says, Vatu, if it's one Biach is Toya, Vatu Kishin Biach. So the question is, Iroi Biach. So he didn't tell the Watson to detach any water from the pond. So the male, the other water could not become contaminated. But TPX remained on it. Maybe when it picks up the kicker, maybe among the hundreds of droplets of water on top of the kicker that were mislash. From the palm, maybe there was TPX also among them. And TPX did not become Toya. So maybe now it should be determined in the Kikia, even if it's only the Arzakia. So he says, no, we don't have to be Cheshish, lest TPX happen to be on the Kikia when he picked it up. Maybe it will contaminate the Kikia. Because even if we assume that TPX is among the 100 droplets of tipes and the tikka when it picks it up from the palm, but tipex itself when it fell from the mouth of the tome an hour ago into the palm also became tome because it became bottle, that's what he says. Sheba filu kishit biya yuchshobu yuchshobu mayish mekapatatome shenis patil hatipe b'mayim even tipex became tome. So the question is, if the bags became Toya then, so if we can be asked, why is the Kika Tome? So he tries to explain it. Avotish in Tia, Huchshel, the Huchshel, Mayim Shebiyoto, recovering Tumer in Atipe, when there is battle of it, and the other of it, need me of the Tibesakita. So some of the Ezekielis, they explain the Rash and the Rosh and the Rav, because at this point they are all the same. So, on the basis of the concept of Chesed Yiriya. Now, in the morning Chesed of Gimel, there is a machlokes, whether we say Chesed Yiriya or we don't say Chesed Yiriya. So there is one Madonna who says, we do say Chesed Yiriya, and there is one Madonna who says, we don't say Chesed Yiriya. Now, the Rav and the Rash apparently explain it on the basis of the concept of Chesed Yiriya. So that was the question that bothered them. It's much. Why do we say in the case of Roi Biach in Stoya? And why are we Cheshish? Maybe the Bex was on top of the Kikia when he picked up the Kikia from the palm. Maybe the Bex contaminated the Kikia. So the אחד את ראשי לראש, לא, איבן טיפקס, happened to me. On top of the kicker, but TPX itself is stolen. Because it became water when it fell into the bottle. So the question arises, one of them, if TPX itself became toyer when it fell back into the pond, so even if it be ah, how can it be metabolic? So the answer is, that's how they explain, some of these things. That's how they explain the Rash and the Rosh and the Rav. So, even though when TPX fell back into the pond, let's say that was at 8 o'clock in the morning, Tommy drank from it, and TPX, which became Tommy by coming into his mouth or into his hands, fell back into the pond. So, at 8 o'clock in the morning, TPX, when it fell back into the pond, became Tommy. It became Tommy. Now, 9 o'clock, an hour later, when the kicker should form a falls in and he picks up the kicker, and we are assuming the possibility, we are anticipating the possibility that the TPX is on top of the kicker, was on top of the kicker, so in the melee, it's reasonably near.